Today's name is the Grand Seal. The Grand Seal in the basement, in the calf, I think it is.
Yeah.
Right, so,
yeah, it's in the calf.
Calf. So I have a yard site today, so I don't plan to eat at the seal. I plan to attend anyway, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of yard site at the end of the shiur today. B'siyata d'shmaya. But of course, we begin where we begin. We were learning yesterday the sugya of Hazmana Milsa. We saw it according to many Gedolei Rishonim, the machlokas of Hazmana Milsa. That Milsa is limited to a case of Mishamshim, because Mishamshim, as with the Gemara says, machlokas of Bayev and Rava, the Masechet of Sanhedrin. And why didn't Rava learn from Egla Arufa instead of learn from Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, Mishamshim, Mishamshim, Yafina. That basis to Balamor, where it's understood by most and many other Rishonim, go with the Mahalach, that the Machlokas of Bayev Rav is what we call Tashmishim, right? Like, for example, Oreg Begel LeMeis. That's the class, that's where they're fighting. The Yisr HaNoah on the Tachwichim only comes from the Meis, which is also HaNoah. So that's the Machlokas of Bayev Rav, Hazmana Milsa, La Milsa. But by Guf Kedusha, there everyone would agree that Hazmana Milsa. That's what the Mugi Yosef said. Okay, so here, I want to show you where this runs afoul of the Gemara. And if you have the Gemara Menachos, you can look it up. And that's Lama Dalam and Beis. This we haven't seen yet, this Gemara. It's one line, but that one line seems to be against the Mugi Yosef and his group. Lamed Aleph and Beis was the following discussion. The Gemara says like this: Tefillin shel Yad, last 10 lines. Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, keep the name Rabbi Yochanan in the mind. Tefillin shel Yad also shel Rosh, but shel Rosh ain't also shel Yad. Why? Ki she'ein maridim mekedusha chamura mekedusha kala. So you can't do it. So, but the case of someone that actually did it, lo kasha, ha ba tikta, ha ba charata. In other words, if you already put it on your head, so it has the kedusha, so you can't lower it. If you didn't, you just made it. You didn't put it on, then it has no kedusha. Fek the Gemara, uleman diyama hazmona milsa. Right? What do you do? Well, it's asana meikar. He made a condition at the beginning. Wait a minute. What do you mean uleman diyama hazmona milsa? According to the Mugi Yosef, even if Hazmana Lav Milsi, we have the same problem. Why? Guf Kedusha. Oh. So this kasha is raised with Rabbi Kiveg. So I have Rabbi Kiveg in front of me, but I'll show it to you on the screen. Simon Bates, very beginning of the Shuvos. Okay, now I have the original. I'll be able to follow it from the original. Oh, it's right here at the beginning. Look at this. The man that has man and milsa asked no that may kara. Kashi begava ha beguf ha kedusha lechulei alma as man and milsa veich shayach lashul the man that has man and milsa lechulei alma maudile. That's the kasha. A bombshell kasha against the Mugi Yosef. Kivega. Oh, v'tzarach loma, the mikoma kol, l'didan the kaimelan b'yam alav milsa, gam b'guf hakedusha the milsa he lochom kol kach lesser lahorida kedusha kala upraz adayin sarachin. Whoa, ayin simon gimel. He wants a chiddush nifla, which is, he says himself is shver. It's not a question you're taking it, you're using it for some secular purpose. You're using it with Tefillin Shel Yad. That's a very high level. Except that Tefillin Shel Rosh is a higher level. So with respect to that increment between one level and the other, with respect to that, we don't apply the principle of Hazmana Milsa B'Guf Kedusha. He himself says it's Tzarachi. It tells you to look at Simen Gimel. Simen Gimel, see what it says. Okay. Okay, with the Kaimelon, the Gufa Kedusha has one in Milsi. Also, lo read the Lechol. Hochanami also read the Kedusha Kala. That's what I thought. What is the Menachas of Lamedal and Beis? So that bonus that Gershuni brought a Raya has one in Milsi can be borrowed. Lidi Fakert, Raya Lehepech. The Madar has one in Milsi. Rabbi Gufa Kedusha Kuliyama has one in Milsi. That's the kashi yes in Simon Beis. Elevated the lady Dan the Kaimel has one of that milsa. After goof be goof a kedusha milsi, the Kamel lo chamek kol kach she also filo what a kedusha who can the Alice Simon Beis. But then he admits Rabbi Kivega the Gadol Ador. Abav Emes the Docha Gadol. The one Beis is the Docha Gadol. The Mandam has one of milsi also lo read the kedusha kala. The Mandam has la milsa. After goof a kedusha milsi, the Kamel got mutla read the kedusha kala. My Emes Reizel is there. Mary the Kakash. Yeah, anyone send the question? Nearly. After an Kaimlan with Gufa Kadusha's Mana Milsahi, Haina Lamadma, this is yesterday Shia. Lamada Kaimalon, the Beegla Rufa Yidiridosal and Achalesan. Oh Srasa, we saw the Rashi, remember that? Yalfina and Mina the Bugufa Kadusha's Mana Milsahi. Ava Lamadi Omada Rifa so Srasa. Memela Gamba Gufa Kadusha as Mana La Milsi. Why? It's machlokas in the sechta sota. Uvi Yoser, the more the shmaita shabbat benochas lamed ala beis by the brachina minei who Rabbi Yochanan. If you wouldn't know, if I didn't point out, you wouldn't know what Reish Yud stands for. I answered to look carefully, Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan and Sovereign Chulin paid Beis and Manalef, there he fosos rasa. He doesn't hold from Azman and you give the goof Kedusha. Because even Egla Ruf itself, only until you slit its neck, there's no Kedusha to it. Well, the day got the goof of Kedusha's Manala Milsa. Valar Mina Lamandama is Manala Milsa. That's Hainula Baye. Vechei Lamandama, the Sphil Egla Rufa, you read us os rasa. Mena goof of Kedusha as Manala Milsa. But we pass in the Kohum, he's assuming, like we saw in Rashi and Sanhedrin, like the Rav Yanai said, Yuridos Nachalais and Osros, that's in the Rambam Paskins, I believe, and therefore, Hasmana Milsa Beguf Kedusha, this is Meridic, Yadala Rabbi Kivek. But he's not done yet. Ula, Hobemus Sugar Sanhedrin, where it says, Rabbi my time alo gome meg rufa, hu tamua. Why? This is meridic. The Rabbi svirle bekrisus darifasa os rasa. Wow. Him can gome meg rufa has mother lav milsa. The Gemara wants to know, remember, so why is Rabbi hold like a baye? We saw yesterday. Why is Rabbi hold like a baye? Why not? Well, Abaye learns from Megla Rufa. Why doesn't Rava learn from Megla Rufa? What's the more answer? Mishamshim and Mishamshim. But if you learn from Megla Rufa, then what? Rabbi Mana Milsa. No! Rava's Arifasa Ostrasa. Not Yudas Nachalesa. See, if you would learn from Megla Rufa, shouldn't say Rava's Mana Milsa. What a merit of Kasha. Who was this Kasha, basically? Tosis. We saw this Kasha yesterday. Tosis, in effect, is this Kasha. Okay? Uva Tosis, Hikshukazer. I don't understand why they had that rubber holes that look like Yochanan Mechbami had in class. The first rubber holes with creases are your first souls for us. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. And who has this kasha? Rabbi Zakeni, Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva, and Mesach to creases. Rabbi Akiva got a grandfather, Rabbi Akiva. I guess he was named after him. What does he have? Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Okay. Vitiritsu, what did Tosa's answer? Hachi Parchina, my taima lo goma me egg la rufa. That's mona love milsa. Tell us, remember, we told you yesterday. Why they learn from Megla Rufa has on it is love milsa. Fret to make an eyes in the kasha, which we didn't think of yesterday. Ah. Watch this. Lechora Tamua, then came Ma Mishani Sham, Mishamishim Mishamishim Gomer. La Fuge Rufa de Gufa Kedusha. No. Homikomago Mika Lamelaf Uva Mikosha came. Came and I feel the Gufa Kedusha has Monala Milsa. Kosha came with Tashmishim. What are you saying? You don't want to learn from Egla Rufa. Fakesh, learn from Egla Rufa. Even though it's Guf Kedusha, it's Manala Milsa, Kavachom and Mishamshim. What a Gavaldig Akasha. What a Gavaldig Akasha. Meridik. Why did we think of this? Kivegas and Kivegas. We are we. So that's why we didn't think of it. Titus should have thought of this question yesterday. We learned the Shia. Titus should have thought of this question. I didn't think of it, so I'm going to come. You should think of it. Okay. Ulazaya Nira, an unbelievable pshat. The Madam Mishanina and Mishamshim and Mishamshim. Gomar, Hainu de Be'emes Svile, the rock in Mishamshim, Lav Milsa. Watch this. La Fuki Egla Rufa, the Guf Kedusha. That's exactly what the Nebuka Yosef said. The M. Cain. I have a Omarova, the Alfinon me Egla Rufa. Hoya b'mashma da filu b'guf kedusha hazman alav milsa. If you learn from Egla Rufa, it will come out guf kedusha hazman alav milsa. Uve emes zeino. Then in guf kedusha, catch us now. Yalfina l'chumra from where? You're not going to believe this. Me avoda zara atzma. Whoa! This is mamash v'nahapuchu. We read the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin yesterday. What did it come out? Egla Rufa milsa. Avoda zara alav milsa. Nice thing, fakert. Puk fakert, Rav is saying. Egla Rufa would have been what? By Guf Kedusha. Would have been Hasmana Lav Milsa. Only Arifa Sosrasa. But from Avodah Zarah, it's Milsa. Because Avodah Zarah, forgive the expression, is Guf Tumah. I mean, Guf Kedusha. But all right, it's the same Guf. And therefore we say, in that kind of situation, There would be a Nevas Mana. In other words, when Rashi said Ein Hekdesh L'Avodah Zarah, all he meant was if you have a house, you make this a church, but you built a church, and you never. By the time you got there, the Jews took over the neighborhood. I'll tell you a story. Only one story. Rabbi Wein told the story in one of his tapes. Rabbi Wein is such a great man. We just heard him recently. Rabbi heard him a few months ago, here in the yeshiva. He said about his father-in-law, Rabbi Lazer Levine, was the rabbi of Detroit. If you know Detroit in those years, a little bit of American history, it was of all the cities in America, probably had the most difficult white flight crisis. The whites kept fleeing, and the blacks kept taking over the neighborhoods. So there's a whole thing of white flight, but Detroit was the most notorious, probably, at the time. So what happened was, there was there were three levels. There were the WASPs, the non-Jewish whites. They kept moving to further and further out to the suburbs. Then the next came to the Jews, weren't so wealthy, weren't so upscale, but they used to have them. Then came the blacks. So what happened was, whenever they build a shul, they build a shul, after 20 years, maybe less than that even, it was taken over by a black church. It's so sad. So sad. But this is, you don't have to go too far. You don't have to go to Detroit. Go up the Grand Concourse, University Avenue in the Bronx. A mile or two from here, you'll see a whole bunch of buildings with Logan Dovers on top, which are now churches. Very sad. The Bronx has so many of these things. Very sad. The din, I'm not going to discuss the din. It's not for now. Kitzer, Rabbi Wein said that after this happened a couple of times, the black pastor approached Rabbi Levine and said, "Rabbi, you're building yourself a synagogue. It's going to be ours in a few years. Can you please build it so we can move it with fewer renovations?" I heard a story from him. Anyway, so let's say it happened for carrots, that it was reverse, whatever it was, gentrifying. And the non-Jews built the church. Well, the other way around, the white flight was ahead of the Jews. So they built themselves a church. But by the time they got to, before they had a chance to pray there even once, to even enter it, they fled even further, and the Jews took it over. So ain't hekdesh l'avodah zarah, Rashi said. Yeah, but what happens if they met an avodah zara mamish? She doesn't have a chance to bow down to it. Says Rabbi Kivega. The story will help you make, remember it easier, right? Says Rabbi Kivega. Where am I? Says Rabbi Kivega. The inyan gufa gush yafina mechumim avodah zara atzma. The avodah zara asmana milsa. Avodah zara itself, not the building. Mishamachi Amar. The gomer avodah zara the iye kihasam. The mishamishim la milsa uva gufa milsa. V'unachon l'chora. This is mabish olam hafach aniro. Rabbi Kivega says. According to Rava, if you derive from avodah zara hasmana milsa b'gufa kedusha, as opposed if you derive from egla rufa, would not be because he holds only arifas el sarasa. This is a breakthrough of Rabbi Kivega. I mean, this is brilliance squared. This is mabish not shaykh. Unbelievable. Good. So this is his breakthrough. Okay. I'm not discussing this. This brackets is brackets. Can't go to the brackets right now. Oh. V'im kain. L'chuli alma. Afleman de'oma arifas osrosa. Mikom makom. B'guf ha'kedusha. Hasmana milsa. De'gamrina me'avodah zara. V'yiksha kanal. Back to menachas of lama dalam and beis. Eich arminam adam hasmana milsa. All that Rabbi Kivega did was take us around in the whole big circle. But we went back to the original kasha that we asked back in Siman Beis. Menachas Lamadal Lamad Beis, and before she gets to the book of Yosef. Look at his answer. V'nire, tahach the beguf ha-kedusha hazman ha-milsa, lav the chulei amui, v'taya v'plukta to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, avodah zara tamdun alef. To Rabbi Akiva, to be avodah zara the nachri miyad nesar, he made his idol. Never bowed down to it. That's what we pass in the halacha. Like the Mukha Yosef, not from Egla Rufa, Pukfaker from Avodah Zara. Avel Rabbi Yishmael, the Bekrovi of Dusham, Koi Gam Avodah Zara Atzma, Tobin Nochri Gam Avodah Zara, Tzvich Asher Teyove, Im Kain, Lo Yochol Melef Nehosam, the Beguf Kedusha Milsa. Because you'll even buy, if a guy built an idol, it's not Avodah Zara until he bows down. Vi Im Kain, Im Gam Egla Rufa, Arifas Oseres, Memela b'chol makom b'guf hakedusha gam ken lav milsa. You can't derive it from eglay rufa. You need arifa. You can't derive it from avodah zara. You need avodah. V'shap raminon ulamandam hazmana milsa. Understand? Because if lav milsa, put these two together, then even guf kedusha is lav milsa. Meiridik. So meiridik. Meiridik. V'kaiminon, kisvara hapshuta, as he said, the beguf kedusha l'didan havikim ala mandav azman milsa b'yalma also a mikdusha l'kala. Why? Because we paskin lahalacha like Rabbi Akiva, yoredeisim and kuflam etzesif aleph. That is, koi we did in avodah zara, it's also immediately. So we follow the Rama, not because of glarufa from avodah zara. Rabosai, with this we can answer. Open up, you have your more sukkah? I hope you brought your more sukkah with you. The kasha we had yesterday. The Ramban's kasha against the Balamor. The Ramban's kasha against the Balamor. As we understood it. Ramban quotes the Balamor, he doesn't like it at all. As we saw yesterday. Okay, where are we? Here we go. So we saw that the Balamor wanted to say that what that we derive that according to Rava, what do we say? We say Hazmana Milsa Beguf Kedusha. So the Ramban asks the Kasha against the Balamor, wait a second. But Rava doesn't learn from Egla Rufa. Rava learns from Avodah Zara. Gavaldik Akasha, the Ramban against the Balamor. According to this, it's Miyusha Betuf Tam, Nachron was saying. Why? Adram, according to Biki Vega. Rava, in fact, derives at Guf Kedusha Hazmana Milsa from Avodah Zara. The Balamor, the Ramban's Kasha against the Balamor is no Kasha. And similarly, we had the Kasha in the Mogad Avram. The Mogad Avram asks the Kasha based on Tosis and Masech Avodah Zarah and Masech Zanedin of Zayin and Beis, right? But the Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan, learns from Avodah Zarah. Yes! He learns from Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's Machmer by Guf Kedusha. So all the Kashas are answered according to this brilliant Rabbi Kiva Egan. He didn't discuss the Mogad Avram's Kasha. He didn't discuss the Balamot Ramban's Kasha. But both of these Kashas are answered according to his beautiful Mahalach. Fine. Now we had mentioned already yesterday that Mogad Avram says by Gufa Mitzvah Hazmona Lav Milsa. It means arrive from Sukkah. Because remember how the Ramah says in Ilcha Sukkah that until you sit into the Sukkah, even though you built it, the Shem Mitzvah is nothing. Now it's true that we saw a ritual yesterday in Masechta Gittin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and says no, Hazmona Milsa by Guf HaMitzvah as well, not only by a Guf Kedusha, and that's why Tviyas Tzitzis, right? Tviyas Tzitzis is Tviyas Tzitzis. Oh. Fine. So now, before we get to Rav Chaim, which is sort of our finale, I want to share with you Divrei Torah that my father, Olav Shalom's Yotzai. I shared Devar Torah, which was said by my father's great-grandson, my grandson Yedidya, at his bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah took place just a few months ago. He asked for B'ki Vegas Kasha. I'm not sure if he has the name of B'ki Vega. I don't mean he said it on his own. His father told the drasha, you understand, Rabbi Yehuda Shlita. But he asked that Kasha, and he gave two tewutzim. The two tewutzim, we'll see in Reb Chaim that he has a lot along these lines, but he had two tevutim which are very interesting. Again, the kasha was, why are you saying that Lamanda Mazmana Milsa, Hinefla Milsa? It's a problem to go from Rosh to Shoyad. Because why? Because we're assuming yesterday that the talking about the bias, Kipshuta, right? And the bias is presumably Guf Kedusha. So he did give two terutz, not one but two. The first terutz. True, a bias is Guf Kedusha. It's arguable, though, that from the perspective of the bias being a Guf Kedusha, there's not necessarily a distinction between the Shayad and the Sharosh. Not necessarily. It is true, it may be because of the Shin. But okay, it's not completely clear. We'll see later that we even saw yesterday a little bit that the Shayad also has a dollar and a yud. It's true, it's not part of the bias proper, but you know, there's a dollar and a yud. I take that back. The dollar's in the Sharosh. That's not going to work. Okay, so it's two against one. But it doesn't matter. It's not completely clear that that's the reason why the Sharosh is on a higher level. A different suggestion is being made. Fundamentally, the real difference in Shayad and Sharosh is within the klaf, with the ksav. Because you and I know that Tashmish and Kedusha are only things which have Shem Hashem. And although some say the Shin stands for Shem Hashem, let's be more technical. The Shem Hashem proper. To the Shem Hashem, you'll say, what do you mean? The same number of Shem Hashems exist in the Shayad and the Sharosh. It's the same four Pashas. But there's one difference. What's that? The Sharosh has four separate klafs. The Shayad only has one. So maybe that's the real reason why the Sharosh is on a higher level. But if that's the case, we're not discussing the klaf themselves, we're discussing the bias. The bias with respect to the klaf is Tashmishe Kedusha. So the kasha we asked before, B'ki Vegas kasha, Ulamandi Omar, Hazmana Milsahu, What do you mean? In if lav milsa, we should say hazman beguf kedusha. That's true for the basic level. Now this goes back a little bit to Rabbi Kiva and Siman Beis, to the basic level of the kedusha as bayis shel tefillin. That's a guf kedusha, and there, in fact, we would say everyone would agree that this has hazman milsa. But for that, yad and shirosh are the same. The only reason why it cannot be moored from Rosh to Shayad, because the Rosh has four claves and the Yad has only one claf. But with respect to that, the Bais is only a Tashmisha Kedusha. Tashmisha Kedusha, whether they say Hazman and Milsa or not, that's a machlokas. Ulamandam Hazman and Milsa, it's a problem. But Lab Milsa, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? I is Kedusha, yeah, but that Kedusha is the same Shayad and Sharosh. Only the extra level of Tashmisha, that's what a Sharosh is on a higher level, because there are four claves instead of one. And for that, the more only answer is Rana Milson, that's Rana Milson. That's terrorist number one. Yeah.
So are we saying that the fact that there are four as opposed to one, it's just like it's four greater, like it's
greater Kedusha.
Right.
Just separate, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Actually, my you didn't quite say it that way, but I'm just adding a little bit to what he said. And the second answer is as follows. We know that tefillin, there's a bias. Right? That's a bias. The bias itself, we're discussing it. You put the bias is made, of course, from leather. Right? From leather. But we know that aside from the bias itself, which actually covers the parshas, right, from the top, there's also something which we call the titura. What's the titura, Bosai? What's the titura? It's the cover. The bottom. We call it the bottom. Titura. Okay? The titura has, for example, within it, the mabarta. That's the part where the ritzua goes through. Right? That's what we call the titura. What status does the titura have? Is the titura an integral part? Take a look on here. That's Laman Hemanaf. You have Menachos in front of you. Same page. Laman Hemanaf at the 10th line. Titura the tefillin, halacha lamoshe misinai. You have to have a bottom. We'll call it the bottom. Titura de tefillin, halacha lamoshe misina.
This on both. Right?
What's titura? The top, the last word line of Rashi. What's titura? Gesher la'acha shenosan ha'igros bebatim derech ha'peh ha'racha shebebatim so'in ke'bati adayim shekoren guten u'machnes ha'igros derech ha'peh v'nosan bebati yetzbos. You double it over. That's what's called titura. What does that mean? You have three things. The fourth side, you close up. Because this thing goes longer. You know how it's feeling, look. You slot it on the bottom and you sew it up. It's called the titura. Is the titura part of the tefillin itself? So Tosfos says, titura the tefillin loch moshe misina, hu aora hanichba lomata shemechasa pi abatan, vehu beis moshava shol tefillin, v'nire kein dav shol geshe, umashto pir shekundrus, shabotim batitura hakol me'orechot, v'ein no agin kein. Woohoo! We follow Rashi, of course. We follow Rashi. But Tosfos says, no, can make a separate piece of leather. Pretty much easy to do it that way. What are they fighting about? Is the titura an integral part of the bias, or is it not? Oh. So now let's make the following suggestion. Let's assume for the moment that the first teretz won't work. Why won't it work? I said good teretz. No, because once something is already a guf kedusha, we don't discuss the tashmish kedusha aspect shabo. It's already a guf kedusha. Oh. We can suggest, if Tosis is right, that the titura is not an integral part of the bias, it's going to be from a separate piece of leather, then maybe the titura is only Tashmish Kedusha. The bias itself is Guf Kedusha. But the titura may be only considered to be a Tashmish, which is not an integral part of the bias. To be other than Afkaminis, because it says over here a little bit later on, in the same daf, Tfilin Merubos, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The tefillin have to be a perfect square. Right? Look at the bottom of Tosfos. Yesh she'en merabin ela b'mokol moshavon shema tzorach abatim merubam shirok she'abatim tvukas shel mezyad v'chule v'chule v'chule. So one could argue that as long as the ribua is perfect in the tefillin, maybe the Torah will be less of a chumrah. Tosfos is more of a chumrah, but maybe there's more room to be somewhat more lenient. And then the question becomes, how much of the tefillin has to be b'makom tefillin? So you know how tefillin go. It's basically two squares, right? It's the basic square. With me, the basic square. That has to be certainly a square. We suggested before, does the larger square have to be a perfect square? We're not sure. And does the larger part that sticks out, must that be above the hairline? That may also be dependent upon this shaila. Yet one more is a machlokas poskim. Are you able to wrap your tefillin around the tetuah that extends? Some say it's not right because it's the tetuahs are a lower level than the bais. Some say it's okay. That may also depend upon the same shaila. Is the tetuah an integral part of the baisal tefillin or not? If not, then we can say the following pshat. Even the first pshat won't work. Why? Because once the bais has a guf kedusha, we don't discuss the tashmish kedusha shabo, but the titura, that's why it cannot be moored from shalyat, from shalrosh to shalyad. When it comes to the bias itself, it could be the same. Maybe the titura, which is only the tashmish, that's where the shalrosh is a higher level than the shalyad. And therefore, Ulaman the Yomer Hazmana Milsa the Kasha. But Hazmana La Milsa, it's no Kasha. We're discussing Tashmisha Kedusha. Different twist. Adkan, Divri Yadidya. Okay. Now I come to Reb Chaim. This is our grand finale. We'll discuss Reb Chaim because you know, it's supposed to be a little bit of a brisk yeshiva. But after Reb Chaim, we will then discuss Reb Chaim's Talmud, one of his Talmudim of Hokim, Rabbi Zalman, and Eben Oz. Okay? So this, I don't believe this is on any screens. Chaim for sure not, but maybe they have an Ozel is. So they'll be able to show it to the whatever I can show you.
I don't think
they have a Chaim. Chaim is on?
No, I'm saying why don't they?
Why? Because they're briskus and briskus there.
They have the Rav.
Not the Rav. The Rav is the Rav. The Rav is not such a briskus. The first of all, the Rambam. I don't think they have a Chaim, pretty sure not. See? They do have Reb Chaim. You were right. I was wrong. Look at that. I thought it wasn't on. Look at that. You see, I both have Yeltu, sure, Reb Chaim in print. Wow. This is easier to read than the Stav Rashi that I brought for you. Wowee. So let's go slow. Says the Rambam. Kvilo shall say, Torah, this is a very, much how long is this? We'll only read the first half of Reb Chaim. It's very, very long. But the first day was also pretty long. We'll go slow. Kvil shall say v'torah, klav shall tefillin shall say v'torah, tzorach la'abed also l'shmon. Tim ibn shalol l'shmon, psulin. We're not going to discuss mezuzah. That's the part we're not going to discuss. Yishalmi, or sh'ibn l'shem kamiya, mut l'chtav alav mezuzah, rashbag also. We say v'torah, mevu begit, naf nun dalet, tzricha ibn l'shmon. Or the tzorachi, and ma'ash say v'torah mezuzah. We're not going to discuss that. And therefore, the Rishami after Machlokas against the Gemara of the Bavli, Ram passed like both Sukkahs and Tzorachim. Of course, the Gemara Sanhedrin. We know that we spent a lot of time on this Gemara Sanhedrin. Okay? Pasuk Rambam, the Perigimah Mehuchas, Tefillin Halacha Tetzvav. The Or Abatim, Eino Tzorach Ibu Lishma. Why? Behind the Mishim, the Nan Kamaka Rava, that's Manalab Milsi. Okay? And according to Rashi's Pshat, Rava holds like whom? Like the Chachamim against Rashbag, right? That's exactly what Tosfos Kasha was. Tosfos was passed like Rashbag. No, the Riff's been passed like Rabban, and Rabban passed the Riff as always. Fine. Now the Tzorachin, the Maishna, the Beritzuos, Pasak Shom, the Ramba, the Trichas Ibu Lishman, Feregam Shom, Azman, Alav Milsa. Wow. Wow. That's Kasha number one. If I cared, you would have said, right? You could have said the other way around, right? That our bias needs it because it's guf kedusha and ritu is not. Ramos fakert. Ritu is need and bias not. But again, it's so much like the Rabbi Kivayeg is all of a hafach on the row again. Rabbi Kivayeg is backwards, the Rambam is backwards. What's going on over here? Oh, Omnam. The Bedevi Rambam Mavur Tamad Emilsa. Shekhasav Zalashonim. For Ritu is Sarah Ibu Lishma. Abel Or Shemechamabo Eno Sarah Ibu Klal. I feel it was so matzah kosher. Matzah? Matzah? Take a matzah and Pesach and you make a... Matzah is a word in the Gemara for untreated leaven. No ibud. Now that you're not able to shmo, you don't need ibud at all. Right, the Mepharash had you, the Hoda or Abatim et Tzorach ibud lishmo, mishum, the Gabalo ibud and klal kosher. Mashengen v'ritzu as a shrikas ibud, ha'ken tzorach ibud lishmo. El d'lefiz et Tzorachian. By the toli lo ha'gemara b'din ha'zman ha'milsahi. Came in the Hocha Tamachrinu, Shemayat Tzorach Ibud Klal. What a bombshell kasha in the Rambam. We saw the Gemara, Beferish, in Sanhedrin, says what? The reason why you don't do the Shema, it's a Paskin, that's Mon Alav Milsa. The Rambam gave his own reason. What's his own reason? That you don't have to do Ibud at all. The Gemara Rambam are two opposites. Reb Chaim's genius is going to explain what the Gemara's reason and the Rambam's reason is really one and the same. That you need a genius. Let's see. Uvigad dina shel Rambam sheposel sheor suas tzorchim l'dishmon afagav dekaimel and azmon alav milsei ze mavur b'divri rishonim shenachli b'ze the tois sanhedrin hikshu mehod yisem gittin daftan dalet the sefer torah shibad gvilen shol shvab psula fi asuga de hocha atzvichol lios kshera shun azmon alav milsei I am a tois, we saw this I am a tois hasham shekosu mikoch ze shem ha rabbein atam the first asuga behepech right the azmon alav milsei Tzorach ibud lishmon, ayin sham. Ubalamor Rambam Mechamis perakama de sukkah. Let's not forget we're learning sukkah, right? It's our last year in sukkah. We shouldn't forget where we came from. Yeah, kosul lechalek the gevil and shiny should have an esem akedusha. Who can bevor betchilas hasukkah the Sanhedrin? Shom the egla rufa shani b'shem the yaguf akedusha v'ochan ami kavasa. Shall the fizem esparsh hasukkah betrei gavni. Oh, Chaim two ways lem pshat in the Gemara. Oh, the name. The cholok beemes din ibud dagvil the choshev etzem akdusha ubar leshvah lechulayam with din ibud or abatim veretzuas the lochashivi rak leshmishik kedusha valkein ein tzorach ibud lishmon shem the kaiblan asmon alav milsi who could ask balav marasham. Oh, that's what we can suggest. It's one way to learn that retzuas and batim is only a tashmish because the ikir is what. Is the klaf, as we said earlier. So therefore, it's only a tashmish, hazman alav milsa, therefore doesn't need ibud lishma. As opposed to the gvil sefer Torah itself, the klaf, the gvil, that's guf kedusha. That's one way to say. Good so far, so good? So Balamor says that way. Oh, no, nupsha. Tafilu im neim ador abatim chashiv gamken etzim akedusha, which we saw, right? That's what we saw a whole discussion about earlier. Mikol gom tesyashav asuk yashapa. Why? Terehod mechal kinan bein etzem hakedusha l'tashmish kedusha hu rak aliba de rava the yoma egla rufa shiny the gufa kedusha abal abaye the yolef hazmana milsa megla rufa and he's deriving a tachlis shomeis from megla rufa bal kocha de lo mechalik ben tashmish kedusha l'etzem hakedusha v'akein hasuga de sanhedrin de kaim aliba da abaye Shabbat Mefarash the Plukla the Rashbag Rabbanon Bedin Hasmana Milsa. Yes, Mashenkel the Dan the Kaimelon Kerova Esam Akdusha Shiny Im Kain Memel the Plukla the Rashbag Rabbanon Lo Shaycha Klal the Din Hasmana Milsa. No, not at all. Rak the Pligi Beikir Adin the Lishma. Yeah, they're not fighting about Hasmana. Everyone agrees Hasmana Milsa by Guf Kedusha. And then we assume the bias is Guf Kedusha. They're fighting about something different. According to Tanakama, you don't need the Shemot. We saw that read that in the Ramban said that way. Don't even need Ksiva Sol. Nothing needs the Shemot by Tchilin. Not by Ramban. Nothing. Not the Ksiva Sol, Klaf, not the Batim, nothing. Zero. Because no Pasuk. Ah, that's the Ramban explained we saw yesterday. Fine. Him came in Mela. Yeah. Virak the Pligi Bikat in the Shemot. Vasuga the Or Hagvil. Tzorach Ibu Lishmo. Watch this. Mochachas. Talocha Kerash Bag. You need Lishmo. Aval Eze no Gele Den Azmona. Nothing to do with that. Ella. The Lashitas Balamor, the Mechalek Ben Or HaBatim Shu Tashmish Kedusha. Legvil Shu Etzim Kedusha. That's what Balamor said, right? Kosha. The cause of the Olinian Din Kedusha is Ksav. Bezehu the Chashivi HaBatim Rak Tashmish Kedusha came in the Mehu Asma Nekha Ksava. I told you before. You did your Zed, right? The Ksava makes the Kedusha. Right? Avalakati Hein Atzman Etzim HaKedusha Mishum Din Kedusha as Tfilin the Bezeh Kedusha Sam Mitzad Atzman Bo. It's a din of tefillin. Va'parshes im abatan v'ratzuas yachtov. Hein hein etzem atfillin. Va'kulu yachtov chayal akdushas tefillin. Im kein areshuv hadrakusha leduchto. Maishna or abatim. De ibud lishmo did hu. Toli bedin azman amilso. Bedin ibud akvil de boy vada lishmo. Kevin de gamor abatim avi etzem akdusha bedin akdushas tefillin. She just bala mor tzorach loma. The Alpha Gav, the Rabata, the Etzim Kedusha, Ava Mikovakam Kedusha, so Mikoha Parshios Kasia, Valkan and Ibu Lishmon, Shapir Tolib bin Azman and Milsi, as we had said before. That's exactly what you did, you said. So it's based a little bit on Rab Chai. Ava Kadi Sarachi, Sugala Menochas Lamadal, but Bezer Biki Vegas Kasha. The Isa Shama Rabbi Yossi Moder of the Yudra, which is Rabbi Shimel, not Tfilin Shoyad, Shoyesh, what Tfesh Tfilin Shoy Rosh. Shetol or alachas mehen mehanicha v'chule. Let's put a little thing on top. To knock out should be four batim. It's as if it's only one bite, right? Because you just cover up the noticeable four batim. The crevice is there. Fine. For shalach Rav Chananya, b'shedi Rabbi Yochanan. Remember that name, Rabbi Yochanan. Tefillah shayad also tefillah shorosh shorosh tefillah some shayad. V'she'ein morinim b'kudush kumud kudala. Lo kasha. Ha'kat tikta l'charta. Okay, didn't use it. Frek the Gemara. Uleman the yom asmana milsi the asti alai mekara. Fine. Very hard vada the yendin a kedushas ksav kedushas a bar techa b'shas ksiva v'en chilek bein charet ala tikta. Ume the muta becharet ala shanos b'sherosh v'shayad shma mina the yendin kedushas ksav shel aparshes sherosh v'shayad kedushasan shaveh. V'hard the sherosh kedushas a chamura who rak b'din kedushas tefillin. Ubar kochach the hein etzim hakedusha, who kedushas on me'atzman me'aksav abatim yachad. The way Tosefes kedusha the sharosh, who rak mekedushas hatfilin be'atzman, v'lo ay the kedusha aksav shebeparshis. He just changed it around now. Basically, more than Aflam Adal. We thought we had other ways out of the Gemara, but Kivay got out of the Gemara. He did get out of the Gemara, but yeah, Reb Chaim's not going that way. Im ken akadit tzorach yin ktsas. Maishno or abatim meor hagvil came in the betarvayu heinetzim akdusha ukdushasim v'yatzim. Fine. Ulepirish hashenis shikosavnu tohad etoli lo agamor pluk the rashbag rabbana b'din atzman emil sehi hurak la'abaye ava l'rova hada pluk taibi asiyas tefillin im desterok l'shmon eitza shab klal din atzman emil sehi koshe. It's against the Gemara Masechta Menachos. We saw the Gemara already yesterday. What does it say? Tzitzis tviyah lishma. Kitanoi, tzipon, tvilin. If the rachlokas are shpag rabbonis, but you can see it's tvilin in yeshvud in the shma, you can have a kosher. My shite in the tvilin with tzitzis ladoni, with no connection. Elevada. Dika plukta bi havi imaz moni milsi. Who was that shabbat tzitzis tvilin hadinalu? So we're stuck. The mamish stuck. Moshe Reb Chaim took some akasha in the most brilliant terms. V'nirin, the mishum hachi who the hosif a Rambam tama be'ibud or abatim the ksherin af shel nishman mishum the ein tzarach ibud klal don't ibud at all. U'mishum the be'emes shitaso k'shidas abal amor the kol shu etzem hakadusha azman milsi u'bid al nishma. Chiddush number one. Rambam holds like the bal amor. Uskam svile the gamor abatim veretzuas havyon etzem hakedusha bin kedushas tefillin vazman abu milsa lechuliyam. For sure, hazman abu milsa even the retzuas have an end of good kedusha as part of the tefillin themselves. We saw the asking rabbanan balamor. That's suggestion. Nu, who plucked at the rashbag rabbanan before shiramam who mishum dehode etzem hakedusha shani V'chala ha-kedusha sayde hazmana. Why? Why? Hu davka ba-hazmana ha-tzricha midina li-etzem ha-tfilin. Hu ha-pidin mi-maisa ha-tfilin. Ba-hazmana ki-hai hu davidina shemoelas tuchlochobu din-etzem ha-kedusha. We discussed this yesterday, if you recall. If you need it, if the action is needed, then we say hazmana milsa beguf kedusha. If it's needed, but if it's not needed at all, it's just a sort of volunteerism, then we don't say this for. Abul hazmana shein etzricha beidina leetzem atfilin imkei memela dein bo mishum etzem akdusha klal v'hoda dina kechol din hazmana diyama the taiva plukta the hazmana milsa. The Pliga Barash Bag for Rabbana. The Nimsa, Reb Chaim's brilliance, Reb Chaim's brilliance. The Tama, the Rambam, the Tama, the Gemara, Tavayocha Tama. It's one of the same. One of the same. The Keva, the Ain Sarach Ibut Klal, Mishum Hachi Udatalia, Bedin Hazmana Milsi Yimlo. Meridik. The Gemara said, Lamandama Hazmana Lav Milsa. But the only reason is Hazmana Lav Milsa, even though Guf Kedusha requires. Hazmana is milsa, it's precisely because you don't need ibud at all. If you don't need ibud at all, if you happen to have done ibud, it won't make a difference. Nothing's going to be chal. Meiridik, Reb Chaim. Again, it's true, Rabban Paul talks about more that when it comes to guf kedusha, hazmana milsa, but that's only a hazmana hanitzreches, something which you need. So the Gemara says over here that Hazmana lav milsa, right? That's not a problem. That's only going to work according to the Rambam's reasoning. Namely what? That you don't need ibud at all. Because if you needed an ibud, then what? Would be the chuli alma hazmana milsa. It's good kedusha. Wow. Wow. V'nicha hashto de begvil tzorach ibud l'shma l'chuli alma. The hasa rea ibud ma'akev. Alkein chayal bo din etzim kedusha hazmana milsa. Why? From the sphere, the gam ritzuas have an essence of kedusha, the kedusha of tefillin. But even ma'akev ben, okay, memela tzrichim lishma. Meiridik, Rabbi Osai. Meiridik, 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 meiridik. It comes out that ritzuas are more chomer than batim. Because ritzuas require ibud. Once you require ibud, that's lishma. Bata don't require ibud at all. So if you happen to do ibud, that's not lishma. Almost done. Let's get a little more paragraphs. One. We're going to stop here. Only do a few more paragraphs, okay? So remember, we'll stop here. Lefiza. That's a whole different problem. I'm not going to do mezuzah right now. Chaim is brilliant. You know, he's mefalpa. He says, yes, no, maybe so, back and forth. V'hine el zetzarechin al dvarenu. V'hasugat de menachas af lamadala. Sheveinu lamala. Tahdina in Bakharata Mutalishan's Bishar Roshayad, who told the Plukta Dazmana Milsahi, where the Hedra, the Mandama Hazmana Lab Milsahi, Gambit Filin Lomahanya Hazmana. Umukrach Achas Mizachas Mishtail. Oh, the Gambi Etzem Akdusha, who told the Plukta Dazmana Milsa, that's Tysus against Rashi and against the Balamor and against the Ramah and all those people. Luka Yosef. Oh, the tefillah mitzad atzman lo havyan etzem hakedusha klal gudas balamor. Abel havadai the gam hazmana the tefillin toli bedin hazmana milso kibavu basuk of the menachas. In this takol mashika savnu bedas harambam. The gam menachas lamadal is against Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam. Don't give up yet. Okay, nira. The cholok din hazmana lamandama hazmana milso hi. If it's lav milsa, to behach hazmana milsa he yisod dino toli rak b'shem hazmana b'levan. For kol hazmana she chal ayada kedusha leman dam hazmana milsa he. Yeah, so it's milsa. Ma'ashen kein imemes hazmana lav milsa. Rak midin etzem hakadusha. Kasi din ala. Im kain. Ein yiso dino toli rak b'shem hazmona. No. Ki im di yesh lo dinim. B'mashachal ditim etzem hakadusha. Im kain. Ein lilmot shah hazmona z'midin ibud. V'nei di b'ibud mukrach meod etzorach nishma. Kim avua basuga begitin. Uba kocha de chalbo din etzem kadusha. Mikom kom calls it will be ibud. Aber b'shari hazmonas hadro the dina. That's one of the milsi. V'zel asuga de menachas. Why? Shur de be'em es hada tzarech ibud l'shmon hainu l'shem tefillin stama. Chaim is saying ibud l'shma is the same tefillin stama. V'im kain honimza da hazmona v'yuchedes v'sharosh hurak mishari hazmonas. You designated the sharosh that you're not to use it for some secular purpose. But you never designated when you did the Ibud, Hareini Ma'abu L'Shem Tefillin Sharosh, L'Shem Tefillin Shiyad. No! Hareini Ma'abu L'Shem Tefillin! Therefore, V'al Kain, Ein Chiluk B'zeh, Pein Etzem HaKadusha, L'Tashmishe Kedusha. U'b'chol Gav Nidino Toli, B'din Azmona Milsehi. It's all the same. It's all the same. Why? Because you're just having a general azmana. There's no specific dinim, right? You can't derive. Aval Rambam b'din azmana the ibud. He's talking about azmana of ibud, which is a specific kind of azmana. But there's shapim b'chalek ben hecha dechal l'shin etzim hakdusha imlo. Umiyushav heitev das Rambam b'das balam borok moshe kosavna. It's chazer again. Reb Chaim is saying, what? That the Rambam holds like the Balamor. That has mona milsa beguv kedusha, right? Beguv kedusha has mona milsa, and that's why you cannot be moored from shol rosh to shol yad. Why? Because you have the concept of the ritzuris. They require an ibud. It requires a lishma, etc., etc. Again, it's chazal one more. This is a little tricky. The Gemara Menachos, what does it say? It depends on hazmana milsa. What do you see? What if two things? Either the etzim hakadusha is talking about plukta the hazmana milsa, like toys against the balamor, or if you want like the balamor, tefillin are not considered etzim hakadusha. But hazmana, the tefillin, depends upon hazmana milsa, as it says Mefurash Menachos. We said according to the Rambam, he said it's not true. What's the pshat of the Rambam? Tchava Ritzuas Trichas Ibud Lishman, because he holds Ritzuas are Etzem Kedusha, but then Kedusha is Tefillin, and therefore even Azman Alad Milsa, it's still required. No, this is totally against what we just said before. Again, Tama Rambam Tama Gemara is Chatamu. The Kevah Dein Tzorach Ibud Klav Mishamachim Dutali Medin Azman Alad Milsa Imlo. And the kasha wise gevilde ibud lishma called everybody to their why etzem hakadusha. That's pshat the Rambam. The ritzuas are also etzem hakadusha. And then the problem is Reb Chaim says this is against the Gemara itself, because the Gemara itself is the question of shaliyah rosh depends upon hazmana milsa. So you're left with one of two conclusions: either the etzem hakadusha depends upon hazmana milsa against Reb Chaim's pshat the Rambam, like the Balamor, or the alternative. That tefillin and asman are not considered etzem kedusha, as the Balamor said. But according to Reb Chaim, Rambos know that it is considered. So you have to reject one of two conclusions upon both of which Reb Chaim's Pshat Rambam is based. Says Reb Chaim to answer this question, no. Look at that, let's read it one more time. The two different dinim asman milsa. If you hold asman milsa in general, shem asman b'vad. That's it. But asman la milsa. Only with an etzem hakadusha, then what? Dinim, specific dinim, what it's chala. You can't derive other hazmanas from ibud. Oh. Ibud, tzarach lishma, you see, before Shigwan Gittin, the etzem kadusha, that's ibud. Other hazmanas, no. Hazmana la milsi. That's the sugi menachas. Why? Hoda tzarach ibud lishma, and hainu lishem tefillin stama. So when you did the ibud, Rabbi Osai, there was no difference. You didn't say, I don't know what goes on today. When they tanned the big factories, they tanned the leather for tefillin, Did I say I raised the tefillin shiyar, raised the tefillin shirosh? According to Reb Chaim, it's not necessary. I'm able to shame tefillin in general. That's sufficient. Okay? Yeah. Where are we? V'yim kein, honim to the hazmona miyuchedet v'sharosh, hurak mishari hazmonas. Not the Ibud itself. You know, he fixes it, he mixes it into four, mixes it into one, whatever he deals with, you put a shin, you know, everything is, you do different, that the Shayad and the Shirosh look different from each other. That's where the Hazmona comes in. That's where the Hazmona comes in. We call that Shara Hazmonas. Valkein and Chiluk Bezeh, Ben Etzem HaKadusha, the Tashmishi Kadusha. He's saying, when is Hazmona by Guf Kadusha Milsa? Only if there's specific dinim, such as Ibud, but Stam, this is that, he wouldn't apply the principle. Uvachal Gavni, Dino Toli B'din Hazmona Milsa'i. And that's why the Gemara says about the Hazmona Milsa. Hazmona Lav Milsa, it's nothing. We said before, we had two assumptions, namely, Guf Kedusha, it's Milsa, and the bias is Guf Kedusha. True, but it has nothing to do with Ibud, because the Ibud is the same. Aval Rambam, the Arab is Din Hazmona the Ibud, but the Shabbat Mechalad made Hecha the Chaba the Netzim Kedusha Imlo. The Gemara does not make this distinction, because the Gemara is not discussing Ibud. That's in general Hazmona. Yushuf Deyf, that's Rambam. That's Balamor. Vinei HaToys is Ramban. Harei Cholkim al Balamor of Esfil Lehu the Gvil V'or Abatim Shav and Hazmona Lav Milsa Behu. Vasugi V'Sanhedrin D'Shani Egla Rufa the Hebe Gufa Kedusha Kotze Ramban Shani Egla Rufa Kedusha So Me'at Smusa Ma'ashenkin B'Gvil After Etzem HaKedusha B'Kedusha So Me'achmas Ksavi. Therefore, Shava Bedino the Tashmishi Kedusha as Mona Lav Milsa. We saw Rabban yesterday, right? Venera Old. Chaim adds. What does he add? The Shani Egla Rufa, that the Azmona Bibidos Nachal Eson, Chalba Koldine Egla Rufa, Venigmar Bo Shame Egla Rufa Bishlemis. Then it goes down to Nachal Eson. Mashegim is Stam. What's Stam mean? Say the Torah to the Mezuzahs. Tadayin b'shas ha'ibud einon tefillin v'einon sefer Torah u'bonel rak l'dodon shiyochel b'kedusha ade hazmona ha'azmona v'akachach les bo rak din hazmona v'taya v'pluk din hazmona milsi because it's not finished yet u'lishita zu shuv kosher ma'ishno gvil t'tzorach ibud l'shma mi'or abatan t'din ibud l'shma t'tu Tolim bin Hazmona Milsahi, because even the Ibud is when the minute you write it, it's not Kodesh yet, there's no Ksav on it yet. Bosai, this is our last paragraph. Where does it end? It ends, probably ends in the middle of the line. Where is it? Right, Ulafiza. Remember, it's one little paragraph, I think, so we have to read it together. Hold your breath. Okay, near it, the last paragraph of Chaim. The be'ebes hod hazmona lav milsehi huliyin lochu bay dinim bechefes leidei hazmona im yisurano or begel lemeis im bedine kedusha kon arshul sfarim tfil mezuzas shonu bar lemeidan behu im chal behu ha'isur v'akdusha im la zeh wika din hazmon tiyem milsehi chal behu ha'isur v'akdusha leidei hazmon vim la milsehi lo chal behu lo midi fine, so far so good aval le'inyin din l'shmoh Nay, that's more than milsi. Lo chayle ba'od kedushas tefillin b'shas ha'ibud. Umitzaratz metzem ma'isa hazmona. And a tzricha l'shma. Aval mikom makom. Hare I kedushas tefillin. Tzorach she ma'isa l'shma. V'chol ha'asiyosav. Shenasu shelo l'shma. Hu chesoran b'yetzen din kedushas tefillin. Oh. Umemela. Da'filu neima. That's more than milsi. He. Mikomakom tzrichin shiyeh asiyo seol l'shma shum etzem din kedushas tefillin. And the cause of hechad shetzrichin ibud midina oz shapesh shayach lomad achakak shechal budin sefer Torah tefillin memele the tzrichin heim oz liya ibud l'shma came into whom he might say sefer Torah tefillin. Mash egin bar abatim that asa ramba the gamba lo ibn klal ksherim him kain Harelo ichbas lan klal mitzad chisar on the shema shebo ibud Logar never shall shma me echad the chasim of the gamik the kshen gamkein. Virak the im hazmana milsa slowly. The im hazmana milsa he oz chayel badin the shma mishum maisa hazmana biat. Hashem al kain hod the meforish hagemara bepluk the rashbag v'rabban and bedin im hazmana milsa he. For the cause of the Rambam, the Lahochi ain't Tzorach Ibud Lishma, Mishum Dorah Batim ain't Tzorach Ibud Klal. Chad Milsa, as he said earlier, it's one and the same. The whole Shorah Batim ain't Tzorach Ibud Klal. Alkein Memela ain't Kan Chisorah Nasiya Lishma, Bi'etzem Din Tushas Tfilin. V'kolach Yisorah Nurak B'maisa Azmona, V'zet Toli B'din Azmona Milsa, you know? Mashengen B'gvil Shal Sefer Torah Klav Shal HaParshiyus, Kevin Jaibud Me'akebahu, Im came the Mela, the Tsarach Shelishmo, the Chule Alma, Mishum Etzem Din Kedushas Asfarm Batfilin, the Dinon Shas Yosen Yelishmo, the Shapasa Garamba, Big Vilu Klavshal Svarim Batfilin, Chen Beorsha Ritsuas, the Srikhan Ibul Lishmo, Mishum, the Kolhani Ibul Me'akebahen, Vain Dinon Tolibin Asmana Milsi, Kindle the Chule Alma Binon Lishmo, Mashagin Dora Batim. Then Tzorach Ibud Klal, V'din and Talib is in Azman and Milsai. They have a Pasuk Rambam, and Tzorach Ibud Lishman, Ukirava, the Azman and Milsai, Umis Yashim Diviram Gamla Fishidus and Toys Ramban, Tlom Machagam and Tashmish and Azman Glusha, Ukimoshin is Bor Adkan. So Reb Chaim's fundamental Yisod is that if you don't need it, Azman is La Milsai. If you need it, Azman is Milsai, Ukimoshin. Adkan. Now that we saw Reb Chaim, this is our last point before I get to my finale. Let's see the Eben HaOzel. First one. Beautiful. First one. Only one paragraph. Just one paragraph. I have the Eben HaOzel here. It's a little bit long. But I only want to read one single paragraph. He refers to Reb Chaim earlier. He always refers to Reb Chaim with tremendous kavod and reverence. The original. Hilchos Tefillin is only one page. If I couldn't find it. Two pages. I want to read you one paragraph. You know what? Let's be more expansive. Let's not be so stingy. Pick a way it says Bays. There's Bays. Look. Hine Admar B'Sifra. Who's Admar? Reb Chaim. Of course, before with other titles. Admar. What's it called the first time? Rosa, why can't I find it? Because of Admir Gaon Yisrael Zatzal. That's Reb Chaim. Okay? It's only true. Seems referred to Admir. Oh. Tzorach Levar, the Chilik Aram Bedin, Ibu Lishma Ben Sefer Torah Tfil in the Mezuzah. Oh, I don't have the Mezuzahs now. Sanhedrin Af Mem Ches, he quotes the Sugah Sagamar, we know. Quotes Tosfis, our final Chazara. Balamor, Bechalvin, Ibu Lor, Batin, Noav, Guf, Gedusha. Ibn Gvilin, yeah, Ramban Shem Sov, Agam Gvilin is only Agav. The Rambam says, Ein Tzorach Ibn Lishma, Mishum, Ein Tzorach Ibn Klal, Kosher. Ke Lama Tole, Agamara, Bisanhedrin, Apluk, the Rashbag, Rabban, Barabat, the Pluk, the Rabbi, that's what Chaim's Kasher. He doesn't quote from Admir. Chaim's Kasher. This is important. Rambam, we saw this yesterday. This is important. This I mentioned a little bit. The Rak Abaye, the Sorvaz Mona Milsa, told us Ebezeh. Avalarova, Afal Gav, the Mutalish Anosan, Tazmola Milsa. Mikomagom Evsha, the Bin of the Ibu Lishma. Out of the Tanakama Sovar, Lo Boy Lishma, Bematash, Mishkudush, Bematvil Gufayu. Rash Bag Boy Lishma, Bematvil, and Bat Silk Siva, Bematash, Mishkudush, and Abat. Lo Dav is Mona Milsa, a Mitzvah, and she asked Mishnem Chova. Avadir Ramban, Lo Yasyashiv, Bezeh, Masha Posaka Rambam. There are batim lo boy lishmon uvaratzu as boy lishmon because of the time of mishnah the or a batim lo boy with klal. That's the kashan. Let's read one more paragraph. V'neir the das haramba the silver beikam mil sukaderi balamor the begufa kedusha gam rava moda the boy ibul lishmon the silver the batim uratzuas nami have a gufa kedusha k'moshe katzav rabba mechamas the rabba balamor the or k'siva. Have a goof of Kedushim, Cain, or a batim Ritzuos, Nami Gedama, Gemara, Shabbos, Chavches, Batim, Mishim, Shin, Ritzuos, Mishim, Dal, Viyud. Okay. For the Chain, but the Tola, Baiba, Plukta, the Rabban, the Rashbag, where our batim, Iba, Iba, the Shmo, watch this. Zeo, the Shitoso! I'm trying to apply this a little bit. The Shitoso! What? 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 The Gomar, Oreg, Begin, the Mace, Miegla, Rufo, Vena, Machalik, Mishamish and Migufa the Kedusha. So that's why it comes out, it depends on Machlokas Rashbag and the Rabbanon, Abaye Verova goes together. Because according to Abaye, at least, no difference in Guf Kedusha and Tashmish Kedusha. He makes no distinction, right? Because he's deriving a Tashmish from Egla Rufa, which is Guf. Aval Rova, Lekal Meima, the Behop Pligi Rabbanon Rashbag, Dosova, the Gufa Kedusha, Mazmanos and Balamor said, and Ramos like the Balamor. The alkoch of the time of the rabbanon, the savid the rabbatim, and so ibud mishma mishum, the savid lo boy ibud klal the rabbatim, who mishmachi bo rutzuas the vade boy ibud rutzuas having a meguf kedusha, lachen pasuk day boy ibud mishma. Mr. Sal, I want to stop here and discuss a little bit about yahrzeit. Okay, about side we finished yahrzeit. Where's yahrzeit come from? Where's it come from? So this is a shir. It's an institutional memory. The whole institution of Jews, man, was begun by Rabbi Chalap Shalita, because the people were just leaving after the college ended in the finals. And he went, man, Jews, man. So when he began it, I can't tell exactly what year he began it. I think it was in the very early 90s, I think. Maybe late 80s. Junzma. So what happened was every day was a sheer klali in the base medrash for the whole yeshiva. That's right. There's like another yeshiva, sheer klali. We now have sheer klali all year long. It's Junzma. So it was, the year was 1992, my mother's first yard. So I asked Rebbe for permission to say the sheer klali on my mother's yard, which is Tes Sivan. My father's yard today is Chav Tes Sivan. My sister said, "Altive koftes ala kites." The same with your yotzer on test, we have a koftes as well. Okay, it was 13 years later. Fine. So I said this year, and I'll repeat it to you now. Bekitz. That year, the Gemara learned the yeshiva learned Bava Metziah, and the Jews might as well learn Ela Metzias. You know who knows Ela Metzias? That's, you know, that's fifth grade Gemara. But you know, it's a lot of stuff there. Okay. So I was discussing Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metziah, which I want to talk to you about today. And this is dear to me because of the context in which I said it. Bava Metziah. Everyone knows, Ela Mitznu, you learned it? Ela Mitziah Shalom, Ela what? Chayav Lahachris. Right? Lahachris. Ad Masi Chayav Lahachris. Shalosh Rigolim. Shalosh Rigolim. Shalosh Rigolim? Okay. Shalosh Rigolim. Why Shalosh Rigolim? Doesn't say exactly why. So it's another Gemara. This Gemara is in Brachos. Watch. we go. Haroes chavero, b'achashneim asachodesh, says Baruch b'chai ha'meisi. It applies today. Today was always in touch with my phone. You know, someone died, you would know about it already. Pshuta. Someone who's chavero. Pshuta. Well, not always. Not always. Not always. People. Someone said, maybe today is different than even 1992, 91. Now, emails. Also, we didn't have all these things. You know, WhatsApps. Whatever, I suppose. But there were cases where people who lived in the same city did not know that someone passed away. Now, it was emails with Misaskim, with Yeshiva World News, whatever. Before all this, you could be in the same city, just out of the loop. You didn't hear about it. My mother, Shalom, passed away. So it was Tess Sivan, but it was after the Gemara final already. After the Gemara final. So, you know, we had Junzman, but the Rebbe and the other departments, there was no Junzman. And the very Chosh of Ara was close to my family. Mamish was not here. He lived in Brooklyn. And I met him at a wedding. Now, he said, what am I doing at a wedding? I was in Avelis. It was a Talmud of mine got married. And the meaning is, a Rebbe comes to the Rebbe to Talmud's wedding. He says, a bracha, and then he leaves. Which is what I did. So I said a bracha. It was in June, you know, this time of the year. And I said a bracha. But then I wanted to daven Meir for the Omer. I was a chiyuv. So I daven Meir for the Omer. And after all, later, I said, Kaddish Yosom. And this chosh of a Rebbe comes to me, what's this? He told me something. He didn't know. We started to cry. That's what I call panu chadoshes. We think panu chadoshes makes happiness in the context of chas and kala. Why is it mesefta mori cotton? If you have panu chadosh, you have to take off your tefillin because it makes you sadder. This is not much. I saw it in my own eyes at that wedding with this chosh. So he didn't hear about it. So we have to make mechayim eis even bisman hazeh. Maybe at least bisman hazeh up to 1991, 2018. I'm not sure. Okay? Omer Rav, Ein ha-meis mishtakech min ha-leiv elach ha-shneim ha-sachodesh. Shenema, nishkachti ke-meis mi-leiv ha-yisi ke-klei oved. What a remarkable thing. What's remarkable? That's our Mishnah in Bava Metzia. This could be the Rashi here. Let's see. Ke-klei oved. What's Rashi says? Ustam kli lachashneim asachodesh meshakech min aleiv. The yish bayle lachashneim asachodesh pegel metzius daf chav ches mishematzah amasah hakas shalosh regalim meridik. This is the source. Only one problem: is it shalosh regalim or is it 12 months? A shalosh regalim lechora is always going to be less than 12 months. The shalosh bepashtus. The Pashtas. Shaila, what about a Shana Muberes? It could be more than 12 months. The Shana Muberes, between, if we go from Shavuos to the next, or even from Pesach to the next Pesach, it's 13 months. So what does it depend upon? Does it depend upon the 13 months? Does it depend upon the Shalosh go? What does it depend upon? So Rabosai, I'm going to say the following Chiddush. This Gemara in Brachas is a source. If you look at the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Purim, in the Dalet Parshas, he says that the reason we have to read the Parsha Zohar once a year is this Gemara. Zohar. If the Torah is, you forget. No. Chasam Sofer had a shita, he quoted an opinion that says maybe you have to be machmir on the Shana Muberes to be yotzei Parsha Zachar when Rabbi Osai?
First up.
In Parsha's Kisetze. Because if you wait from one to the other, what's going to happen? It's more than 12 months? Well, the Harifus. Doesn't pass in that way, but he quotes this possibility. Okay. Whoa. Where's the following Shiloh? Noki Yelebes Hashon Achas. V'sim Rashishta Shalokach. Who barbly suffic for that? Kol Shem Bata Rechoma. 12 months. Right? So, is it 12 months or is it 13 months? He says like this. Shana Tamima. Says the Ramban in Parshas Bahar. Is that what we have? Bat Yerichoma? What do you see? 13 months. Masha anu koran parshas zachar pamachas b'shana ulurav aposkim udar raisa osmach min atar tefsiv lo sishkach v'shir shikho yishana came b'marava the maskal raisa b'tlosa. It took me 3 years to get through the whole Torah. Nim says shana, I'm sorry, say b'lo parshas amalek b'vshalach v'lo parshas amalek b'chitetze masha koran parshas zachar v'nim says m'shana m'beres orma lo tishkach el akarcha yafim yarechoma. Shekach l'shir shikha could be 13 months. Ay, chibishana pshuto yishkach hacha yud beis chodesh uvishana buberes yud gimel chodesh. Are you kidding? He says, yes, it's true. Tebishana yesh hekev shel kol hayamim yimei mish simcha yimei tzomo s'shar inyanim sheshel chol yom biyomo shemaor alisko inyan inyan yimavah shana behekev kol hazmanim kvar hoti bidato. אם כן, כיוון שלו, כל הוא המועדים ושינוי הזמנים, עד יוד גם החדושים, אין הם מוצאים בליבו. Yeah, that's what he says. Pilei ploim, he signs his name. So what do you see from this? That the gray matter of the brain, not that it just is a pure matter of time till you forget things. It's in what you're thinking about during the year, the cycle of the year. The Yomim Tovim, the fast days, the events, the sea, you know, all these kind of things. If that's the case, I want to suggest that the Shalosh Regalim is a Korach of Schira, and even though more than 12 months passed, you can stop being Marachas after 3 Regalim. The whole year cycle went through. Wow. I have a Mefurisha Din, Rabosa. We say, Lamantiskos Yom Tzeskim Yisrayim Kol Yom Echayachim. It's a Pasuk, right? Everyone knows the pasuk. We're supposed to learn chumash on Thursday. It's that Thursday. It's the last year of the week. Is there a chumash here? Playing on chumash and Rashi in the room? No.
Gracious.
Okay. Next year, please bring me a chumash. Okay. Can I ask for that? Tanakh. Devorah. What parak is it? Anyone know? I'm guessing it's Zayin. Yep. Got it right. Okay. The matisk. What does it say? Let's read the whole pasuk together. Lo sochel alav chametz. Shivas yamim tov lamatzis lachamoni. Ki b'chipaz niyotzatz mitzrayim, matzis mitzrayim, kol yom echayach. Okay. What does Rashi say in Pasuk Gimel? Rashi. Okay. Leman tizcha. Aydei achilas pesach v'amatzah siyom tzeischa. Ribayne shalonim. It's against the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? You know the Mishnah. It's in the Haggadah too.
Yeah, Machlokes from the Chachamim and the...
Right. Benzom and the Chachamim. Yimei Chayach Hayom, Yimei Chayach Leos. That's talking about the din of Zechiris and Yisrael Mitzrayim every single day. And in Rashi, that's the exact same pasuk. It says it's once a year. Well, which one is it? It seems to me as follows. When you focus completely once a year on Pesach, Matzah, Mara, the Seder night, You remember a little bit, Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the entire year. For the entire year. So everyone agrees that Kol Yemecha Yecha means every single day. But it means in two different ways. One by saying it, and one by remembering it from Pesach time. Now, Rabosai, what do you do with a Shana Muberes? From Pesach to Pesach, 13 months. I arrived from a Befurish Pasuk, right, with Rashi, that the Chasam Sofer is right. So 12 months is a shear. Where else do we find it? Where else do we find it? We find the concept of Avelus in 12 months. Avelus 12 months. Right? And that's what we say, right? This concept, we saw the Gemara in Brachos. What did the Gemara in Brachos say? Enemesh mishtachach melalev until what? Until 12 months, correct? The same expression of mishtachach melalev is found in a Gemara with respect to Avelus. I'll show it to you. The Gemara Masechta Moed Katan. Let's see if we can find it. Where is it, Gemara? It's here somewhere. Fisha'ein ha'meis b'shtakeach min ha'lev shloshim yom. That's why Avelus is more strict, 30 days, right? Therefore, what does it mean? You're not going to forget it. What's Rashi say, Pshat? Kloma came in the meis ein b'shtakeach min ha'lev shloshim yom. Therefore, if you're masvid in 30 days of a regal, going to call that spirit regular, that's not supposed to have a hesper within 30 days of a yontif. That's a stronger level of schira. Lasts 30 days. A weaker level lasts 12 months. So by Avelus, 30 days, father and mother, 12 months. It parallels a shir of zechira. And now, Rabosai, I'll show you a din of Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. This is in Shin Mem Zayin. Ma'ashan anogim b'tashlum ha'shon alakon alaskan ha'shamas. First, yard side. Nirali she'ena b'chal zeh mut l'asal samach l'reg. But you see there's a concept in that, of the idea. Right? Interestingly, the Beis Yosef explains it's not to prevent the mace from being forgotten, fakert. This way you'll stop thinking about it. And that's why it's okay within the 30 days of a yontif. Now, this idea of Gimel Regalim is also found in Moed Katan as well in this context. Where is it? How do I get to this? How do I find Moed Katan? No. This one, but it won't help me. I'm not here. So I have to go back. I'm sorry. That was just didn't work. I'll show it to you. Moed Katan. Watch. Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. What does it say? Meisa Ishto. Osu Lisa Isha Cheres. Achiyavol of Shlosha Regalim. Shlosha Regalim. That's a din. Why is that true? Says Tosfos. Why is that true? Achi Shlosha Regalim below Sincha. Loyishkach Avas Ishto. Iname Shesh Yisa Isha Ches. Loyezachim and Arishona. Loyezachim and Arishona. You have to start forgetting things. You see, once again, a shear here of forgetting in three regalim. So you see that shikha depends upon the regalim mamish. That's why by Aveda, you can stop being marked after three regalim. So here we go. You can stop after that. Oh. Rabosai, it seems to me it's going to be against a double Nerevavo. What am I talking about? In Yoredeya. I'm going to start erasing things. Almost done. Watch this. What? Don't worry about Eben Ezer and Or HaChaim and not Yerodea? Wait a minute. How is that possible? And then get to the back door. Where's Shulchan Aruch? Maybe we'll have it that way. Yerodea. They don't have it. Pilly boy. So he wants to suggest that Shmini Atzer is a regular Bifnei Atzmo with respect to his din of Beis Yishto. I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true. But I do understand why it says Shalosh Regalim and not Yud Beis Chodesh, because it depends upon Regalim. Another thing, what'll happen after Yud Beis Chodesh, before the third regel, that I can show you. I hope. Kivega. Oh, you see? I got through the back door. I'm a dog of Erevava. I should have thought of this. Shekosha de Shmiat Tzeret Tzchosh Rebeg B'fnei Atzvo. Right? Rebbe Kivega said, I don't think so. Chosno, Rebbe Kivega said, Shver. Right? I think it's correct. Do you think Rebbe Kivega is correct? Right? Now watch the following then. Someone passed away, wife on Chol HaMoed Pesach. He wants to get married. Chof Adar Sheni. More than Yud Beis Chodesh. Not Shalosh Regalim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger was Megil. And the Chasam Sofer is Megil because Harbet Stodim Lahokil. And I don't know. I would have said not that way. You need three Regalim. That's what I would say. Now we understand, Rabbi Osai, there were those who keep Avelis 13 months in the Shnasa Hebrew. We don't pass it. The Taz is a double bottle. It's ridiculous. We don't do that. It happened to me twice. Both years I was in Avelis was in Shana Muberis. It was very helpful to me to get my Sefer out on time. I got a Sefer out for the yard side, so I had 13 months to do it. But other than that, it was, So the Taz, it's wrong, but it's not completely bottle. It says Yud Beis Chodesh. No, it says the same lashon Yud Beis Chodesh in Brachos Nun Chesed Beis. It's Lav Dafka, right? Based on the Mishnah in Bava Metziah. Of course, we make a halacha lemaisa, but some want to suggest that maybe Yud Gimel Chodesh. Some say by changing your seat, Yud Gimel Chodesh. Now I want to suggest as follows: Yud Beis Chodesh for father and a mother. We're going to suggest Potter Mechaber, it's not a Shir Shikcha at all. But the Shir Shikcha, you might need Yud Gimel Chadashim, or maybe Shalosh Regalim. No, it's a different thing completely. It says in the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, Rabbi Hosai, and I'll end with this, since it is a yahrzeit for me, I think it's appropriate to end with this Gemara. Gemara of Kibud Avaim applies even after the parents pass away. The famous Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. Say. This is the right daf. Sorry about that. Do two of these. Off by a daf. I'm an aleph in place. Says the Gemara. Tana bar mechavda b'chaya mechavda b'moso. What's b'moso? You say, Hareini kaparas mishkava. Hani mini tov shnei masachodesh. B'kav velech, omer zichrono levorach alochay lamavo. Says Rashi. Ola yovo kora ol rola nafsho. B'kav velech, kfo kibol kho mashakibol. Shen mishpid rishi yisroel b'gehenem. Now we don't know what goes on in Gehenna. We do follow this. We say Kaddish. You look in the Gilyoni Hashas here. Do we have Gilyoni Hashas? I wonder if they have it. Gimel? No. Shabbi Yosef Engel is Gilyoni Hashas. He said that's the meaning of Kaddish. It's based upon Harani Kaparas Mishkova. We have a meaning we cut it out at 11 months. We shouldn't say their father Chas V'Shalom is a Russian. Okay, that's our minig. Yud Aleph Chodesh. Fine. Now, Rabbos have the following Ha'ara. This idea of Mishpat Rosh Hashanah began Yud Beis Chodesh. Do you know it from Chumash and Rashi? Anybody know it? Where?
Mishpat Chodesh.
Yeah, Chumash and Rashi. Anybody? You're supposed to know Chumash and Rashi. Everybody. Everyone's supposed to know Chumash and Rashi. What parak is it? It's a guess. Yeah, gives you the dates of the Mabul. Okay? All the various dates. So, you see Rashi. I hope we can find it quickly. Rashi goes to all the dates. V'idasan b'shiva v'yashim yom lacholesh yov sharetz. V'idasan b'cholesh hasheni b'yud zayin. Elu acharas v'yom sh'achama yisera la'levona sh'mishpat dor amabal b'shona t'mimoyo. 365 days. If that's the case, they cash 365 days. Maybe minus a month. We never heard of the thing. We have 354 days. Wow-wee. You know who says this? The Ramah. Yes. Aldeas Maramakam. The Ramah. Help me find it. It's in here somewhere. Okay. I missed it. It's in here somewhere. Where the this is Ramah and Dr. Moshe talking about Kaddish. It's so long. In there, he says from the Rimi Kruvil. Oh, Akalash and Rimi Kruvil. Where is it? Oh, Kol Shneimas HaChodesh. Oh, look what he says. Oh, Beferish. I told you, he quotes Rashi Parshas Noach. I knew it was in here somewhere. Watch this. Shneimas HaChodesh, right? Rashi Parshas Noach. Mishpat Dor Mabel Shon Tmima. Shemachadas Yom Shishnach HaCham Yisrael Shnas HaLevona. Vatfila Negad HaKadosh Mishubachas Mimenu. And they had many years to knock it down to 11 months, but otherwise it'd be 12 months. 12 months of 365 days. Amazing. Bottom line, I said my time is up. That's Pshat in the yard site. He's always supposed to remember your parents, no matter how many years pass. My mother's 27th yard site was 3 weeks ago. My father's 14th yard site is today. We keep remembering them. But once a year, you have to have an intense memory. And a yahrzeit, light a yahrzeit candle, you're down for the umbrella, you're some people fast, fine. That's supposed to lead you through the rest of the year, whether it's 12 months or 13 months, it doesn't matter. It's supposed to always remember. That's exactly the nekuda over here with respect to a yahrzeit. So, it's appropriate that this is the last year of this man, saying on a yahrzeit that the biggest thing to do for the neshama of a parent is to be Marbitz Torah. So, I want to thank the Talmidim, Loshen Rabim, for coming, to enable this year to continue all the way into the point of the June's map. We should be zoha to a successful summer. You'll be by me for the summertime. We'll learn the Sechta Shabbos. My Sefer on Shabbos was put out for my father's yahrzeit. On Mordechai on Shabbos, I'll bring up some copies so that the Talmidim can have them. And we'll be able to, Mr. Hashem, continue the legacy of Torah at B'yas HaGol B'mehar V'Yameinu. Amen.